Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
Well, welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. Here live in Worldwide KFUO Studios with Andy Bates.
Glad to have you back. Good morning.
Yes, it seems like I've been everywhere but here recently.
Well, glad to have you in studio. We had a different Mark last week. He had more hair.
He had more hair. And and I know Mark Harris, and he has ministry, Speaking of Truth and Love Ministries, witnessing to Mormons. And we had a great meeting last week talking about how we can work together to better equip Lutherans to share the good news of Jesus with people who are, well, in one way or another, trapped in the Mormon religion. So that's great. They're doing great work, and we look forward to working with them more in the future.
Yeah, he had, I think, a very helpful and peaceful approach that was deeply rooted in love, the love that we know in Jesus, and it was good to talk with him.
Yeah, love's a great thing to have when you're witnessing to people about Jesus. I wholeheartedly endorse that, but we're not always met with love when we share. In fact, we're often met with this: "You're a hypocrite." So I have to ask you this morning, Andy: are you a hypocrite?
Most likely.
Most likely. I want to contend that as witnesses of Jesus, we need not to own that term. But we need to dispute it. We are not hypocrites.
Okay. Explain yourself.
Well, what is a hypocrite? A hypocrite is somebody who's pretending to be something that they're not.
Aha.
Right. So what are we?
Well, I am a sinner, and yet at the same time, I am justified.
Right. So what do sinners do?
Sin.
Sin. So when we sin, we're being what we are, sinners, not hypocrites. A hypocrite would say, I never sin.
Huh.
You know, that would be a hypocrite. But we're saying, no, I'm a sinner. And when somebody accuses us of being a hypocrite, if we just own that, we really diminished our witness. And I'm afraid I've heard Christians do this.
Say, well, yes, I already failed. It's only failed. 2 seconds into the program,
yeah,
and I already failed.
I set you up for failure. I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. But I want to turn our attention to a passage in 1 Corinthians 6. It says, you know, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And it's like, oh, somewhere in that list, I just got struck off the invitation list of people who are going to inherit the kingdom. And if we're defined and we're judged on the basis of what we do, nobody's going to inherit the kingdom of God. But it goes on to say, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And this is who we are. We're not hypocrites. We're people washed, people justified. You know, we're pure and holy and blameless and righteous in the sight of our God. As you mentioned earlier, we are saints. but at the same time, we're sinners. And this, as Lutherans, we have this understanding of ourselves that many Christians never quite grasp. They never come to terms with. They continue to judge themselves on the basis of what they do, mm-hmm. not who they are.
Well, sometimes we'll look at that list you just read. That's from Romans, right?
1 Corinthians 6.
Corinthians. Sometimes we'll look at that list and go, well, oh, I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Deceiving ourselves.
Yes, I was kind of glad that God shut the list down right about there, because it was about to get personal. But no, even in this list, you say, you know, look at the word greedy. Am I satisfied with what I have, or do I want more? You know, sexually immoral. You know, maybe I could say, oh, well, you know, I'm married, I'm faithful to my wife and all that. You know, I don't watch pornography. But what did Jesus say? A man who looks at a woman with desire in his heart for her is already committed. I mean, we can't control our thoughts. We live in a society where we're bombarded with pornography. You know, no one can stand back and say, oh, no, I'm sexually pure. You know, our thoughts betray us. Idolaters. Ooh. What are we in our behavior if not idolaters? How much have we put before God in our lives? I mean, it's the law. You're going to be condemned, and rightly so. But don't let that define who you are. That's kind of the point. And if the world calls us hypocrites and we say, yeah, guilty, what have we to offer the world? Come be a hypocrite with us?
Yeah, I guess and what is their understanding of that term, hypocrite? You know, what is the, do we have a shared definition of that word?
Probably not, but what a great point at which to begin our witness. So when I was in parish ministry, I'd occasionally get, you know, run into somebody who'd say, well, I don't want to go to church, there's too many hypocrites there. And I say something smart-alecky like, imagine me say something smart-alecky, but it happened. Well, there's always room for one more, why don't you come join us? You know, so not too many people jumped on that invitation. So I started rethinking that, you know, okay, what's a non-smart aleck response to that?
I took some soul searching, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I had to deny myself and take up my cross. and so what I started saying to people, well, what do you mean by hypocrite? Oh, so I was using the Lassie approach. All right, they said hypocrite. I don't want to assume anything. Let me ask, what do you mean by hypocrite? And most people say, well, you know, you say one thing and you do another. And I said, you know, and depending on how the conversation would go, I'd say, you know, the word hypocrite actually comes from the Greek theater. It they wore masks. So only men acted in the theater. And so if they're playing a part of the woman, you know, well, you know, that's kind of normal today, I guess. But not normal back in the ancient world, so they had to disguise themselves, and so it was the practice was always to have a mask. Whatever character you had, you wore a mask. So you were, you know, an actor. A hypocrite was pretending to be something you're not. And when I put it that way, okay, you know, do you think Christians are pretending to be something they're not? And what do you think most people would say to that? Most non-believing people.
Oh, sure.
Sure, yeah. Because they say it's wrong to do this, but then they do it. So what if, and I would explain, well, what if I told you that they're not pretending to be something? That's what they are. They don't want to do the things that they do, but they do them anyways because we're sinners. But the difference is we know where there's forgiveness. So it's not that Christians don't sin. It's that Christians have something that non-Christians don't. And that goes back to the, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we can turn that word hypocrite to our advantage when speaking to people, if we just listen to how they're using it and ask them, what do you mean by that?
Oh, why he said listen.
Listen and ask. And then we've got that seeking, that point of connection with them. Because what is hypocrite? When people throw that word out, what are they really doing? They're
being defensive.
Being defensive. Right. And why are people being defensive?
Well, because they feel threatened, or they feel they feel vulnerable.
Right. So the best, as the saying goes, the best defense is an offense, right? We'll just throw it. Oh, you're a hypocrite. Now I'm projecting the problem on you. But at the same time, I say, I'm struggling. I read through this list. I see that I'm a sinner. I don't know what to do about it. Imagine that. You don't have faith in Jesus Christ. You recognize that you're a sinner because God's law is everywhere. It's written on our hearts. It's condemning us. But you don't know where to go. You don't know where to turn. There is no remedy for this. And everything the world offers just confirms you in your sin and drags you deeper into it. So, look at what's going on in our world today. It's everybody embracing sin, celebrating sin. And what are the results? Increase in depression, increase in drug use, increase in all sorts of interpersonal relationship problems because of promiscuity. It just gets worse and worse. And people are saying, I don't know where to turn. And who are we?
Well, in a world of moral relativism, with no absolutes, if we throw out all the absolutes, one of the absolutes is that forgiveness that we have in Christ.
Right. So we're the people in the world to bring forgiveness to those who have nowhere else to go, because there is nowhere else to go. And so when somebody accuses you of being a hypocrite as a witness of Jesus, it's God saying, oh, wait a minute. I want you to be my witness right here. I've given you the opportunity. Don't own it. That's not who you are. Don't get offended. Just recognize this is where this person's coming from. They don't know. They don't understand. You have a great opportunity now to speak the word of God.
And I think you brought up a good point. Don't get offended.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard for many of us to not get offended.
Right.
But I think that comes back to a previous conversation, many conversations ago, and that is why witness? It's not about me. If it's all about me and what I'm doing for the Lord, then I've missed the boat on what witnessing is, and I'm going to be defensive and be offended when someone... when the person I'm to whom I'm listening and talking goes on the defense.
Right. And if we make it about us and we get offended, now we're going to try to justify ourselves, and it's going to be about us. And this is what Satan wants to do. He wants to distract us. He wants us to get off on the wrong foot. And owning that term hypocrite is just as destructive as being offended by it, as we seek to bring our the good news of Jesus to people. So always see that accusation of being a hypocrite as an opportunity for us to be witnesses of Jesus. Remember, though, you got to start by listen and ask and then seek out that pointed connection. And then you're ready to share that word of God to say, all right, here's all those things we are by nature. And Christians aren't exempt. We're still human beings. We are these things. But here's the difference. As Christians... have forgiveness. Now that makes the invitation pretty clear. We're inviting people who are crushed by the law into the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And what greater encouragement is there than that?
Listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage.
You hypocrite, you.
What do you mean by that?
There you go.
Now see, you asked if I was a hypocrite and I said most likely. I didn't say for sure.
For sure.
I thought you meant Hippocrat.
Hippocrat.
Hey, I heard you on another program.
Gasp. Yes, I didn't want to admit this, but I
heard you on the Student Union recently.
Student Union with Pastor Marcus Zill, yes.
It was Pastor Marcus Zill, Pastor Mark Wood together on the Student Union sharing Lassie and witnessing with our college students. Great
yes.
idea.
Yeah. And anytime Marcus and I are together, we do require adult supervision. So there's a second session of that coming up, I think. So
yeah, the Student Union, 2 o'clock weekdays here on KFUO, also in our archives and podcasts on iTunes, our website, KFUO.org. I guess that does it for Witness Wednesday today.
That's great. Look forward to being back with you live and in person next week.
I'll try not to be a hypocrite.
children doing cartwheels for Luther's small catechism? Yes, it's true. A pastor from Australia teaching the catechism to the children of Sudanese immigrants reports that learning the catechism and reciting it, and then learning what it meant, gave the children such a sense of achievement that they would dance around their back gardens doing hip-hop moves and backflips. To learn how you can help the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, share the joy found in books like Luther's Small Catechism with new believers around the world. Go to lhfmissions.org.